2540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Moments ago, we heard from pop star Justin Timberlake about his drunk driving case.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car.
Today, he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge and will do community service. Former President Donald Trump says if reelected, he would abolish taxes on overtime pay. CBS's Finn Gomez says that has appeal in key states.
It's directed at one part of the electorate, and that's blue-collar workers. That key voting block is crucial in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin.
33,000 Boeing workers are on strike, basically shutting down production. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the timing's tough for the company.
This comes at a point where Boeing has $60 billion in debt. Their credit rating is just above junk bond status. They've been beset by production issues on the commercial airline side, the space side with the Starliner. It's been setback after setback, seemingly.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he's troubled by the number of times local schools have to go to voters to raise more money through referendums.
Having to go to referendum just to keep the lights on, that's a bad sign. You know, that's not where we need to be as a state.
All told, Wisconsin schools will hold nearly three times as many local funding votes this year as last year. A four-legged favorite of Milwaukee Brewers fans has died. Hank, the ballpark pup, became the team's unofficial mascot in 2014. He was a stray who wandered into the Brewers' spring training facility in Arizona. After that, he came to Wisconsin to live with a Brewers executive's family until he died yesterday. The Brewers are asking people to donate to the Wisconsin Humane Society. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee County officials have announced a plan to address their budget shortfall without service cuts or additional tax increases. The county intends to use remaining COVID relief funds and cash reserves to cover the approximately $7 million deficit. Lisa Hale has more about a request from Madison.
Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is evaluating maternal and child health programs, and they need your help and opinion on topics like prenatal care, postpartum mental health, and access to resources. Dr. Jasmine Zapata from the DHS.
It's very important that we have diversity. And so if you could just help us to spread the word about this needs assessment, it would be very, very helpful.
The DHS wants to hear from more people in rural areas and more African Americans.
We have a link to that survey at waukradio.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that even with Love out, he expects the team to come together to win against Indianapolis on Sunday.
Everybody has their own focus, and it's to do their job at the best of their ability and whatever they're asked to do. And I think they've embraced that challenge. I think they'll embrace their roles, and I think they'll stick together and rally around each other.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
It's 76 at our studios. in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday on Up North News Radio, weekend happenings along the Wisconsin campaign trail. And we'll talk about how the Packers did at their home opener at Lambeau Field.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 with a big program. It is Friday, September 13th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, even if it is Friday the 13th. Throw some salt over your shoulder. Wear some garlic to a pregame party. I don't know. Do something, Zommers.
I want to be going to see Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That's what I'm doing for Friday the 13th.
Nicely done. You're absolutely right. Today is opening night across the state at Marcus Theaters. Go to marcustheaters.com or justabitoutsidethemovie.com. To find your tickets, you can join Aaron Zommers. You'll take people, right? If they want to buy their own ticket, they can sit with you.
I mean, the seats next to me are already purchased, but...
Oh, okay. you're going to a... Now most theaters, you reserve a seat, right? You
can't. Yes. Yeah. That's correct. So, yeah, I bought seats for my friends and I. So if you happen to be going tonight in Madison, I'm not going to say which time, just
what
in
place?
Case, but... You know,
but
you may see me there.
Some folks that we had on the show, they called in. They were winners about a month ago or so of tickets. You bought them. They're going to be there tonight with you, I think, at the same time.
Yep. Same time, same theater.
So big winners, just like Troy and his lovely wife from Mount Horeb, our grand prize winners, who went with me and Jeff Perry and Chris Giese, and Dr. Lyerly was there. It was an all-star appearance by Dr. Lyerly down in Waukesha. Pardon me. We were there for the world premiere on Wednesday, and now tonight it is the big opening night for everybody. You're going to be there tonight. I would encourage each and every one of you, in all seriousness, this is a great film. It's a film you can take your mom, your dad, your kids to. It'll make you feel better. Yes, you'll laugh. I learned something. I really did, about baseball and some of the techniques and some of the things that go into winning a game from the pitching side. And yes, even though I kind of went in skeptical, last 10 minutes, I had quite a few tears running down my face. It's emotional. But yeah. Like, not like you leave it like all depressed. You leave it just kind of a little bit drained, but also just euphoric.
So a true emotional journey.
It is. I'll be interested to see what your take is of it is on Monday.
And yeah, again, congrats to Hans in Verona, that other winner, who will be receiving, has not yet received, but will soon be receiving a poster for the movie as well. Yes. And just in case you're listening right now, I'm going to be at the theater a little bit early to make sure that you're able to get in. You should be able to, but just in case.
Zommers is keeper of the tickets tonight for
this time.
For our winners. Well, yeah, so we'll go see the movie, folks. It's really a great one. Coming up a little bit later, What's Worse, another edition of What's Worse regarding Donald Trump. That's the hint. Just Donald Trump. What's worse?
There's a lot there.
Yes. Going to be doing that. We have a board game of the week from Mr. Zomers a little bit later, and talking about the Wisconsin-Alabama game tomorrow. Kicks off at 11 a.m. You can hear the game for free by downloading the Civic Media app to your device. Go to your favorite app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, you can listen to it via WRCE in Richland Center. Just go to the Civic Media app, down to RCE, click on that. Bada bing, bada boom. There you go. Kickoff at 11 o'clock, pregame probably about an hour before at 10 with Mike Heller and the crew. But right now, I want to, this is a real thing. And it's both entertaining, funny, and enormously satisfying to me. We talked yesterday that after the debate on Tuesday, Taylor Swift endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. And it has not had a small effect. So here now is a little interview with a pollster talking about the Swiftie effect on voter registration.
What are you seeing from Taylor Swift and her endorsement, especially in terms of driving civic participation?
Yeah, so I think this is a question a lot of us had after we saw the endorsement. I think a lot of people expected it was coming, but the question of how much of an impact will she have beyond just the excitement, you know, the likes on Instagram, will it translate into voter registration? So we can see some of the back end data in terms of the data that is coming and hitting off the voter file that we build. And what we saw was this really massive increase. We're calling it the Swift effect now because it's really unlike anything I've seen. We're seeing a 400 or 500% increase in people coming and trying to register to vote immediately following the debate. And in that period after Taylor Swift posted on Instagram. And what's really remarkable about that is usually you'll see these increases and they kind of fade away. In this case, we've seen it continue through the last 2 days into today.
How so?
Well, you know, I'm told, I have two teenage daughters, that she was on the Video Music Awards on MTV last night. Apparently, she put out another pitch for people to register to vote. And so we're seeing this continued spike of 4 or 5 times what you would regularly see. So we're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood 9,000 to 10,000 people per hour just hitting our system. That's not indicative of everything, but it's a lot of it.
And what does this mean for the election?
Well, you know, a big part of this, the big question I think a lot of people ask is when you see new registrants, sure, they're registering to vote, will they vote? Well, we actually have statistics going back to 2020. We can see people who registered to vote this close to the election. Over 80% of those new registrants actually turned out in the election. So it's safe to say that not only are these voters who are registering are a big deal, but it's likely that they're going to come out on Election Day or before Election Day in the early voting.
That was Tom Bonnier, the Target Smart senior advisor. Target Smart is one of these data polling places, registering places. Think about that. Here's a guy who's been around for a while, seen this kind of stuff. 400 to 500% increase in voter registration breaks down to 9,000 to 10,000 people per hour, according to data firm Target Smart. Now that's an effect. And look, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris. But she has a history of just getting people to register to vote without telling people who to vote for, without asking who you're voting for. Just the fact that this many young people, and my guess would be overwhelmingly women, young women registering to vote, I think that's enormously powerful. And if you criticize that, if you diss that, if you say that's unhealthy, then you are un-American, in my opinion. Because even when I was a Republican and I'd go represent my boss and go to schools and talk to kids, I would say, you know what? I don't care for the purpose of right now who you're voting for, what party you associate yourself with. Vote. Register and vote and participate. Because in my opinion, if you don't do your civic responsibility that men and women have fought and died for, And if you can't even get your sorry rear end to a polling place and vote, then just don't talk to me about the outcome. In my opinion, you don't get an opinion on the election if you don't vote purposely. We all have times in our life where something came up you can't. But if you're just like, nah, I'm sitting this one out. Hey, that's your right. But then, in my opinion, you have no right to bitch. Zobbers?
Yeah, I agree. And America has an incredibly low participation rate for voting compared to European countries. And we also are, by and large, less informed than those other countries. And something like this could start a change in that.
Yeah. And so I'm thrilled that Taylor Swift is getting young people in particular, but everyone. Look, hey, there's Taylor Swift fans of all ages. There are guys and girls, gay and straight, men and women. I mean, Taylor Swift is not just about 17-year-old girls. And the cool thing is, and the reason I found J.D. Vance's comments yesterday we played so reprehensible, calling her, you know, I don't think people are going to listen to a billionaire. Well, guess what? Taylor Swift wasn't given anything, unlike Donald Trump. Taylor Swift is a young person, a young woman, who earned everything, who had a man take a lot from her, her business lawyer, and she had to go back in and re-record all of her music up to that point so that she could own it and she could get the residuals because men took advantage of her talent and tried to take away her money and take away her opportunity. Taylor Swift has my highest regard. She is a self-made woman, and she is an inspiration for everyone, but in particular, young women. Andrew in Maine says, research, and vote. I feel we need to push more for informed voters on just getting voters. I don't disagree with you, Andrew, but for right now, I'll just take voters. I want people to participate. Yes, I would hope that people do their research are informed. But first and foremost, vote. Andrew also says, might reduce the effect of extremists if it was more common for voters to be informed. Again, don't disagree with that, Andrew. But we can't, you know, we're not going to give people tests. You know, are you qualified to vote? No. Every American citizen gets a vote. And as I said, people have died for that vote, for that right. And it should be easy for American citizens to vote. We should want that. By the way, to all you MAGA folks who are like Republican people or still use that moniker, guess who is one of the biggest proponents of making it easier for people to vote? Dwight David Eisenhower, the famous American general who went on to be the Republican president of the United States. He was the one that fought to lower the voting age to 18 so that more Americans had the opportunity to have their voices heard. So I'm all about Taylor Swift. I'm all about her engagement in this election. And my hat is off to her. I don't know anybody else who's doing that. I don't know anybody else. And did you see the crowds last night, Summers? Harris was in North Carolina. Sold out the biggest arena, my understanding, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The smallest crowds, nobody shows up.
Right, according to
Mr. Trump. Not reality.
Right. And then it showed, I saw photos of some of Taylor Swift's recent crowds. There's a commonality there, but Taylor Swift has crowds much bigger than even Harris. Meanwhile, the Trumpster, not on the campaign trail, down playing golf, I believe, with Laura Loomer. Come on back. We'll do a little What's Worse in a bit. It's the Oddball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 5:40 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
You'll hear the music being played up and down campus tomorrow, but it's going to be early around campus tomorrow for a lot of those University of Wisconsin marching band players. Hats off to them. Eat a rock. That's their motto over there at UW Badger Marching Band.
What?
Ever heard of that?
No. I'm as confused as you were when you first heard about eating a fridge.
It is something that Mike LaCrone, the former long time for 50 years, the director before the current director, Corey Pompey. Mike LaCrone said, look, when he took over, you know, the band wasn't a whole lot to it. And he said, look, you got to be tough to march in band. You got to be so tough. You gotcha. Can eat rocks.
OK, I understand.
And so a lot of people don't know this, but the band, Mike LaCrone, started their distinct marching style, which is called Stop at the Top, where they lift their knees up and then stop for a second and then go back down. And if you ever try to do that, particularly with your hands up here, like if you have a horn or whatever, and just try to do that and sing or talk or whatever. I'm doing it now for those who can't see on the stream for like a minute. And even that, you start getting a little, and now start trying to think about music and start trying to do, you know, 3/4 turns. So Mike LaCrone, when he came, he set up a regiment of training. They used to train inside Camp Randall. Maybe they still do. I don't know.
I would think so, but I don't know.
And so the band would run up and down the stairs at Camp Randall. I mean, it was exhaustive. And I know at the time, back in the 90s, some of the football players said, I'm glad I'm on the football team rather than the band because they train harder than us in some case. I'm not sure now with today's technology and everything whether that'd be true. It ain't easy being in the band.
Yeah, I know even in high school, you know, in Manitowoc, the marching band is good, but it's not like UW-Madison marching band. But still, we always, if you were in band, you had to come in for summer camp early before school started, and I helped train that 1 year, and it's like, no, this is hard stuff.
It's real stuff, yeah. And I always enjoy, I wasn't able to this year, but in the before school starts, they have the training on campus outside down by UW Hospital. And you see those kids, I mean, for tryouts, and it is, I mean, people are sweating. It's brutal. It ain't easy. So
you're wearing a nice hot uniform?
Yeah, well, no, not in practice. But,
right, but just an added thing for actual performances.
So if you go to like Union South tomorrow, if you go to the game and the band comes in and you hear alumni or parents or loved ones or whoever or other band members, they're yelling, eat a rock. That's where it came from.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
Thing.
I mean, eat a rock. Be tough. Do it. So, yeah. Anyway, so the band's going to be on campus tomorrow. The game time, Wisconsin taking on number 4, Alabama, goes on the road. Alabama does for the first time in Coach Ken DeBoer's tenure as the Crimson Tide travel to Wisconsin tomorrow for one of the week's 3 marquee games. It's Bama's first trip to Madison, Wisconsin since, too bad we don't have a prize to give away. This would be a great question. Any guesses last time that Alabama played here in Madison?
2007.
That's a good guess. I would have said maybe the 60s. Last time Alabama played in Madison, 1928.
Oh my gosh. That's...
And today or tomorrow, tomorrow will mark the first time the Tide's first road game against a Big Ten team since winning against Penn State in 2011. The contest marks the first time since 1971 that Wisconsin has hosted an SEC opponent, Wonder how Jacqueline feels. Remember, Jacqueline's an LSU person.
We'll have to ask her about it.
I'm not sure if she'll root for Wisconsin or Alabama in this one. And Camp Randall should be juiced tomorrow as the Badgers seek a breakthrough moment under second-year coach Luke Fickell. Not long ago, both coaches in this matchup were leading mid-major programs and struggling for respect to the national stage. Now, they are in the spotlight against each other. Fickell and DeBoer are charged with leading two major college football brands. This showdown will be the litmus test for their respective programs. Both teams face daunting schedules for the rest of the year. The Badgers still have a tough test against top 15 foes USC in California, Penn State, and Oregon ahead, while Alabama must still play top 15 teams Georgia, Tennessee, and Missouri. Given the challenges league's play, well, try that again, Todd. Given the challenges league play will present for both teams, a Week 3 non-conference victory would be huge for building momentum. Both squads were far from perfect in Week 2, but both emerged with wins against overmatched opponents to enter the matchup 2-0. So big game tomorrow. And I agree that Camp Randall's going to be juiced, but not as juiced as it would have been had it been a 2:30 or, say, a 7 o'clock game. For obvious reasons. And I'm not talking about just the fact that fans might be a little bit, liquefied.
Indisposed.
Right. But no, I'm talking about the fact that I mean, it's hard enough to get the students there for a 2:30 game. But boy, to try to get them to be there at 11 o'clock for a kickoff, hopefully the opponent, I know that the big Fox Nooner Sunday, whatever that show, it's the show that's opposite of ESPN College Game Day, but it's on Fox. And you got people there. I'm trying to think some of the people on the Fox show. I can't really. No, the Urban Meyer, the former coach of Ohio State, he's on the Fox show. So anyway, and because of the construction at Engineering Hall, if you want to go to that big Fox pregame show in the morning, go to the Kohl Center. The Fox pregame show is going to be set up on the lawn of the Kohl Center, and then everybody will kind of march on down to Camp Randall closer to game time. The band will be at Union South as per usual in the morning. I think that starts at like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And then kickoff at noon, or pardon me, 11 o'clock Central Time. John Listing in West Bend on WAUK says, UW band does not practice in Camp Randall. They have their own practice field over towards the auditorium area. No, I you're right, John. I knew that, but I knew at least under Lacrone for a while, maybe practice was the wrong word, but they trained. They trained at Camp Randall going up and down the stairs. I know that for a fact because I interviewed Lacrone, and we're trying to get him back on the program because he has a great new book with a friend of the show, Doug Moe, who is a local author here. They kind of co-wrote the memoirs for Mike Lacrone.
Oh.
So we have feelers out, and we hope to talk with Professor Mike Lacrone and Doug Moe soon.
But that would be fantastic.
Lacrone, in 1994, well, 93, I guess, when the Badgers went to the Rose Bowl for the first time in like 30 years under Barry Alvarez in 93, Mike Lacrone was so kind enough to drive himself from Madison an hour and at that time, an hour and almost a half to Platteville. And we had a little TV show there called Sunday Night. And Lacrone was a guest at our show on Sunday Night on the old TV show. So it's been 30 years since I interviewed him. But he told me that at the time that they would run up and down the aisles at Camp Randall for training. But no, John is right. As far as music practice goes, they have the artificial turf practice facility there. What used to be the Natatorium, now I believe it's called the Bakke. That's that great,
I don't know.
That great big fancy. They have indoor like running facilities and pool. They have an indoor hockey rink over there at the Bakke. It's beautiful. Really, really
indoor
nice.
Indoor hockey at the Bakke.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that a lot. So anyway, best of luck to the Wisconsin Badger football team. Prove me wrong, boys. Prove Brady and Jonathan right. They say Alabama will lose, that Wisconsin will knock them off. I say that Wisconsin will come up just a bit short. Back with more after this on the other side. Don't forget to listen to it on the Civic Media app, by the way. Pre-game show at 10 o'clock via WRCO. Back with a What's Worse after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin health officials are encouraging people to get their shots ahead of the cold and flu season. The Centers for Disease Control forecasts a milder season than last year, but that depends on how many people get their shots. Last season, about 35% of people in Wisconsin got their flu shots and 19% got the COVID vaccine. Officials say you don't have to go to your nearest Social Security office to do business with the agency. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's easier than ever to go online.
They can report a stolen Social Security number at identitytheft.gov and then go through our replacement process at ssa.gov/number-card to get that replacement card.
Zapote says you shouldn't carry your card in your purse or your wallet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It appears to be an accidental drowning. Police in Waukesha say 63-year-old Scott Yelly, whose body was found in the Fox River at Frame Park last week, died from accidental drowning. It's believed he likely entered the river near the Riverwalk Trail south of Moreland. A final autopsy report is pending. Police say they found no signs of trauma on Yelly's body. A recovery mission in Lake Michigan took an unexpected turn when the Kenosha County dive team's boat sank during their search for a missing diver. The vessel went down in 65 feet of water Tuesday. All crew members were safely rescued. The team continued their efforts and successfully recovered the body of 72-year-old diver Patrick Kelly the next day. He never came up after exploring the wreckage of the SS Wisconsin, which is about 6 miles off the Kenosha County coast. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's one thing to have a child outside your marriage, and another thing to have people claiming to be the mom of your out-of-wedlock child all over social media with pictures of babies and fake posts. This is happening to Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters right now. The frontman acknowledged Tuesday that he had a baby girl with a woman who was not his wife. Now people are posting fake pictures of said baby and pretending to be the child's mother. Some sources are reporting that Grohl's wife, Jordan Blum, has hired a divorce attorney in light of the news. Grohl says he plans to do everything in his power to be a loving father to the new baby like he is to his three daughters with Blum. The Batman director Matt Reeves says his trilogy for the Batman will stick close to the trilogy he envisioned. Deadline reports that while Reeves was promoting his spin-off series, The Penguin, he assured fans and the media his vision for the franchise is sound. The Batman 2 is scheduled to start filming in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
It's 76 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a Law Review, will join me in studio. Trump gets some charges dismissed, and Merrick Garland made a speech. We'll talk about
it. The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let it play for a while. It's been a while since we actually heard George Michael singing the song there.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Normally we don't. We just hear the chorus or the choir, right. Whatever you want to call it.
It's a great song. It's about freedom, this election. About freedom of your body, freedom to live your life, freedom for the future, freedom to watch football. It's about all those kind of freedoms, right?
Freedom to say football.
I don't know. 855-752-4842. Going to get to what's worse in a minute. But first of all, Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison, he had a comment on college football. Badgers kick off against Alabama tomorrow. I can't quit saying it like Keith Jackson said. Alabama tomorrow at 11 o'clock. What do you got, Dick?
And whoa, Nelly. He'd be saying that, too, if he were with us still. College football is so much more fun than pro football for me. Mm-hmm. And that 93-94 Rose Bowl, 93 season, we went down to Illinois that year. And then had a big party for that middle of the night game against Michigan State when they played in Tokyo. All the good stuff. And plus, when you travel to the other Big Ten cities, when do you ever have more fun?
Right?
I've been to Iowa City, to Ohio State twice. Ohio State, well, I got to tell you, one of the funniest things ever, Earl Bruce was the coach at the time, and he had made the mistake of going like 9-3 a couple times. That doesn't work down there.
Right.
They were literally selling T-shirts. I had one until about 2-3 years ago, and I can't find it. They had T-shirts that had homogenized milk can on the front. It said, "Can coop, too much deposit, no return." And they're selling them outside the stadium in Ohio.
That's really good.
That is hilarious. That's really good.
They beat Iowa City. We're out in the sports bar after the game. And this buddy of mine goes, "Who is that? I should know." And the guy's jumping towards the camera, and it was Alex Karras.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Mongo?" And he goes, "Oh, my God, it's Alex Karras." And all these Iowa people are just cracking up.
That is fantastic. Who do you like tomorrow, Dick, in the game?
Well, I'm the biggest homer there ever, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, I would love to see Wisconsin win. There are other people outside of like homers. There are a few people that are picking Wisconsin. But most people are picking Alabama.
Yeah, apparently somebody from ESPN because they didn't look great last week.
Right.
I mean,
Alabama. You mean?
And obviously, yeah. Right. And obviously, we have a lot of things to clean up, and that's what scares me. But maybe they will.
That's the only thing that's preventing. That's the only thing that's preventing me from choosing Wisconsin. That I've watched both games. I was at the game last week in Camp Randall. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of Wisconsin football over the years. I just can't put. I can't tell you what the identity of this team is. I can't tell you that what? By watching that this is running back you anymore. I can't tell you that it's an air raid offense.
No.
I can't tell you that it's all about a defensive line. I don't find an identity in this team.
No. What's your favorite all-time game there?
My favorite all-time game at Camp Randall? Boy, probably when my friend and fellow Richland Centerite Brady Ewing was playing and they knocked off Penn State the last game of the year as the snow was coming down and they went back to the Rose Bowl. That was either 2010, 2011, something like that, somewhere in there. How about you?
That would be an excellent one.
Yeah, how about you?
I think my favorite of all time was the night game against Purdue when Drew Brees was quarterback. And at halftime, my buddy says to me, he goes, "You know, he's going to probably throw the ball over 60 times. He ended up throwing it 82 times.
Right.
And they lost. And
Purdue loses
and he amasses about 500 yards.
Yeah, that was a historical game for Drew Brees and really set him up for his NFL career, really. I'm sure that was on his highlight reel, that game against Wisconsin. But I appreciate it, Dick. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the call. And on Wisconsin, go Bucky tomorrow. All right, Mr. Zomer, it's time once again for another edition of What's Worse.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again in for another edition of What's Worse. There is no prize money, no opportunity to win anything, simply your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, let's get to it. You know that Donald Trump yesterday said he's not going to debate again. He announced that in a Twitter feed or a Truth Social feed, and then he said it on stage last night, I'm not debating a third time. And claims that he won the last debate against Vice President Harris and is not going to debate. Now, did you know that this is, in fact, Donald Trump's fourth time for running for president? Of course, this year, 2024, 2020, he was running for re-election. 2016, of course, when he got elected. But Donald Trump was also the Reform Party candidate in 2000.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So here's the question. What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time, or the fact this is actually the fourth time he's run for president? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time, or the fact this is actually the fourth time he's run for president? 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb. Troy, what's worse?
That he's able to have run a fourth time. I can't believe that we haven't learned from his past yet.
Yeah, I know, right? Both are pretty bad, but yeah, I mean, the fact that here he is for a fourth time, I think it's the first time in U.S. history that a major candidate has been the nominee three consecutive times.
I think you're right.
By the way, while we got you on the phone.
What about Pat Paulson?
Yes, from the old Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Pat, now Zomers, yep. That doesn't mean anything to him, but people of a certain age remembers Pat Paulson, the perennial presidential candidate.
Exactly.
That's pretty good, Troy. Donald Trump has become the Pat Paulson of modern day politics.
Oh my God, it's crazy. It's crazy where we are today.
It is. While we got you on the phone, again, thanks for playing. You and your wife, great to meet you down in Waukesha on Wednesday. Tell folks you thought of the movie.
You got to go see this movie. I can't even, words can't put it to how great this movie was. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
You know, the no narrator was perfect for this movie. And just having the players tell the story, that was amazing. And that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
Totally agree. Totally agree, Troy. Thanks so much again for playing. Great to meet you and your wife. Have a great day. And again, folks,
thank get you, out. You as well.
Thanks, Troy. Again, the movie is Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers opening in Marcus Theaters today. Zomers is going tonight. You might see him there. Who knows? So what's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time, or the fact that this is actually the fourth time he has run for president? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's your vote?
For me, I definitely think it's the fourth time running for president. I agree with Troy, because the whole not doing another debate thing, yes, we would get to see more gaffes from him, but not doing another debate is like admitting defeat. You know, it goes back on him saying, I'll debate you anytime, any place. Oh, anytime, any place, as long as... it's never, I guess. Right. I don't know.
What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time, or the fact that this is actually the fourth time he's run for president? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. First of all, we have Andrew in Maine off the YouTube line. Grover Cleveland, a Democrat, says Andrew, was the party nominee in 1884, 1888, and 1892. So Trumpster Fire is the second. Something else he won't take credit for. There you go. There's a little history for you from Andrew. That's fantastic. Appreciate that. What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time, or the fact that this is actually the fourth time he's run for president? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, most people know that Trump is the nominee, you know, this year, obviously, in 2020 and 2016. But a lot of people might forget Trump was the Reform Party candidate in 2000. So this is actually his fourth time running for president. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gary in beautiful Sussex. Gary, what say you? What's worse?
Well, I got an analogy here.
All right.
Watched the debate.
Okay? All right.
My analogy is this. It's like going out on a first date with a girl and then getting mugged by her brothers and beating it, living daylight out of you and leave you bleeding. That's what I thought when I saw what was going on. And if I was Donald Trump, this is what I would have done. I would have stopped right in the middle of that debate. I would have looked over at those guys sitting there as the guys running the debate and said, this is a disgrace. You people are supposed to be running a debate, not asking me or fact checking me 11 times and not doing her once. And I would have pointed my finger at them and say that you people are just terrible. And then I'd say, I want to see how you're going to handle the second half. And then I'd say, okay, let's continue.
All right, but Gary, I don't want to bring the fun down here with a serious. We're just having a little fun here. But I mean, I'll just ask you quickly, yes or no, should he have gone there with the dogs and the cat eating crap?
He should not do a third debate unless it's going to be done with a fox. Because he did two debates already.
Give me one more chance to answer the question. What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time or the fact that he's actually the fourth time running for president? What's worse?
I'll say both of them are even. How's that sound?
All right, Gary. Put a smile on your face. Have a beverage and enjoy your weekend. Thanks for calling. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back to the fun. What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time or the fact that this is actually the fourth time he's run for president? Let's go to the phone lines. John in Watertown. John, what's worse?
I would say what's worse is the fact that he's running four times. I don't think he should ever have even run once.
That's kind of what people are leaning towards here. The fact that he's a fourth time a nominee, three times the Republican ticket, once the Reform Party ticket for president of the United States. Yeah, I agree with you, John. Thanks for listening out there in beautiful Watertown, John. 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Mark in Prairie du Sac. What's worse, that Donald Trump won't debate a third time or the fact that this is actually the fourth time he's run for president, Mark?
Trump should have to go set and actually debate again, even though he'll probably get his ass kicked. As far as them fact-checking him, that if you give an out-and-out lie that has nothing to do with the question that was posed to you, like on the whole abortion thing, it is just ridiculous. You have to call that out. I mean, Donald Trump has not been called out enough for his lies, and the eating pets thing. I mean, it is just, you have to challenge that. I mean, that, you know, and there was a few times where Kamala Harris should have been questioned on some of her answers that she didn't give a direct enough answer. But I mean, like for Afghanistan, that why they did such a bad job, she gave the actual truth that Donald Trump signed over Afghanistan to the Taliban, had downsized our troops down to 2,500 troops before Joe Biden even took office. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that pointing out some of those facts there that Kamala Harris did rather than answering the question directly. But right. I mean that she was not recorded. There wasn't enough. Perhaps there wasn't enough fact checking on her end. But Donald Trump was lie, and that he's never been challenged the way he was.
Got to run, Mark. Thank you so much. We'll come on back. That is our edition of What's Worse. Have a little board game of the week. And maybe something on cats and dogs. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network right here on a Friday.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on air.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Welcome back to the Don Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Where'd you find that?
On Twitter. I don't know who made it. It's just been retweeted a whole bunch, but I love that. It is so close. Like, yes, they could have edited what he said to make it line up perfectly, but the fact that it's so close without editing his cadence is just, it just cracks me up.
The Republican presidential nominee for the United States of America went on national television and repeated a internet lie, which is people are out in Ohio eating their neighbors' dogs and cats. And even when fact-checked by David Muir, I saw it on TV. Well, geez, Don, there's a lot of things on TV. Do you believe everything you see? And just for 30 seconds, let me be serious about this. I wanted to get into it today. We ran out of time. We'll talk about it maybe next week. I will talk about next week because Amherst remind me. There's a story out of Ohio in Haitian media newspapers that Haitian families in Ohio are keeping their kids home from school this week because of what they're facing at school, the harassment over Donald Trump's remarks.
And there have been some threats called into schools in Ohio as well.
Yes. The top West Point grad, either this year or last year, was a Haitian immigrant. Top of their class at West Point. Again, words matter. And Donald Trump's have been despicable. All right, enough of that. 855-752-4842 if you still want to weigh in. By the way, Jameson in Pennsylvania on WMDX says, it's worse that Trump won't debate again. Of course, debates are optional, quote unquote, but anyone can run whenever they want. And I say this loosely qualified.
Or they can run whenever they want if they, quote unquote, qualify.
All right. There are still undecided middle ground voters who need more. It does not help him to decide to not do it. Even if he were to lose again, he still needs to make a case for some people. Well, that's true. Election less than 2 months away now, folks. Early voting for Wisconsin, by the way, to request your absentee ballot is next week, late in the week. We'll remind you of the day. All right, Summer, it's time once again for Board Game of the Week.
For a fresh edition of Board Game of the Week, a juiced up, a powered up, and an electrifying edition.
Really? Perhaps. A juiced up? All right. What do you got?
So this week, I am presenting a game called Power Grid. So imagine you're in the 1950s.
I'm not quite that old, so I'll have to imagine, but go ahead.
Yeah, we can all imagine. Yeah. And so the demand for electricity is rising, and you have some capital to invest in a power company. Mm. So you and the other players are rival power companies striving to create the largest spanning power grid that is still reliable. Mm. So you have to manage your resources and what types of power you have. Do you have a nuclear plant? You need to harvest uranium. Do you have a coal plant? You need to get coal. Are you literally just burning garbage? That's an option too.
Burning garbage, all right.
And so you bid on different projects for cities and there's two sides of the board. You can either do this in Germany or the U.S.
Really? It's an international game.
And there's a ton of expansions. So if you want to try something different, there's a lot of different countries you can explore. But it is a pretty complicated game. But if you're into resource management and you want to try your hand at managing a power company and...
Do you have cards? Do you have what?
So there's a board with a bunch of cities that are connected.
Okay.
And you can bid on the projects, how much you're willing to pay to establish power plants in the different cities.
All right.
And so there's cards for the types of power plants. And then you get little tokens, little pieces for your coal, your uranium, your garbage, all that stuff.
And how do you win?
You win by, at the end of the game, once you've played a certain number of turns, who has the largest, most reliable power grid.
Oh. And that's deemed by how many pieces you have in your hands?
Yes. Or how many pieces you have on the board.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, you can help the world. You can have fun. You can solve power questions and get a taste of what it's like running a power company.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Power Grid.
Power Grid. And it's how much?
It's $40. You can often find it for $30.
That's a deal.
That is what they say.
I don't know. I guess it's... All right, very good. It's called, once again, Power Grid.
Power Grid.
All right, there you go. There's our board game of the week. All right. Particularly if you live in Texas, you need help with the power grid down there. But that's a curious game. It's an unusual game for people who don't like, like Candyland. It's no Candyland.
And it might sound a little obtuse and a little boring to people, but I promise once you actually start playing, it's really just a lot of interesting decisions to make. And it is more compelling than you may find the concept.
Well, very good. Zomers, so you're going to the movie tonight, just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. Any other big plans for the weekend?
Nope, I'm just really excited for the movie, and we'll see what else happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be good when the Badgers take on Alabama tomorrow at 11 o'clock. You can catch the pregame show starting around 10 with Mike Keller and the rest of the Badger sports crew on the Civic Media app. Scroll down to WRCE News from the Center. Click on that, and you can listen for free anywhere in the world that you get Wi-Fi service.
How about yourself? You have any weekend plans?
Everything is up in the air. I got the technology I need for next week. We're going to be down in Monroe for Cheese Days in Monroe. If you've never been, in all seriousness, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, particularly Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get yourself to Monroe, Wisconsin in beautiful Greene County. Everything cheese, great music, great food, the best cheese curds in the world, supporting the optimists and all the great people in Greene County. You're going to have Boogie and the Yo-Yos on Saturday night, live on stage, a fantastic Wisconsin band. So we're going to be down there broadcasting live. Matt Flynn, whose wife is a native of Monroe, they'll be there as well. So, I mean, you got cheese. You got Greene County, and you got Matt Flynn. What more do you want next week?
I can't think of anything else.
I can't think of anything
else. I'm going to see if I can get myself down there for that.
You absolutely should. That'll be Thursday and Friday. We'll be broadcasting from Monroe. So this week, I got to go down there and test out that technology. Got to try to maybe watch or listen to a little bit of the Badger game tomorrow, and who the heck else knows?
We'll see.
Rest up a little bit. And we'll see you on Monday with brand new shows. We'll look back at what happened over the weekend. Again, Tim Walz, didn't get to talk about this today. Tim Walz, vice presidential candidate, is in Mosny and Wausau today and in Superior tomorrow. How about that? Focus on Wisconsin. Great show today. Appreciate y'all for being here, for Zomers as well. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.